ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hey, I'm Benjamin Law. I'm a writer and broadcaster. I'm the former co-host of Radio National's Stop Everything with Beverly Wang. Keep listening to the show. It's even better now that I'm not there. And here's what I know. A small change that has transformed my life is how I approach emails. And as much as it's about emails, I feel like in our modern age, we are bombarded with communication. Text, WhatsApp, emails, DMs, the list goes on and on. And I find it pretty overwhelming. Even though I'm a millennial and digital native, and I should be able to just like keep up with all of that stuff, I find it pretty intense. So with emails especially, I treat emails nowadays like how I brush my teeth, which is one big batch in the morning and one big batch at night. If it's an emergency, if it requires my attention right there and right now, I will reply straight away. But otherwise, I'm going to do them at the start of the day with a big cup of tea and at the end of the day with a big cup of tea. And that makes all the difference and kind of makes it pleasurable as well, which I didn't know email could be. Something I always make time for nowadays is exercise, which would disgust like the teen slash 20 something version of myself because when I was growing up in Queensland, all forms of exercise were presented to us in the form of sport. I am a competitive person, but the idea of being competitive physically and with my body and having other people rely on me, absolutely horrific. So because I didn't like participating in team sports, I just assumed that I didn't like exercise. Cut to my 20s and my doctor's like, you really do need more exercise. And I'm like, isn't walking exercise? She said, no, that's fine. I'm living with that. But I started getting into swimming and I started getting into the gym. And nowadays I see a relationship between the work that I do, which is completely sedentary at the desk and using my brain over time. And what exercise allows me to do is move every other part of my body except my brain to the point where I'm only thinking about moving my body and keeping my head above water and not dropping these weights. And I'm realizing that creative work that I do actually does rely on me doing something with my body that's absolutely not involving my brain whatsoever. The best advice I ever received was when I was in the middle of working on a TV show, my very first TV show called The Family Law. And when you work on a TV show for the first time, it's quite overwhelming the advice and feedback that you get from other people. Because television has a lot of stakeholders. You've got your producers, you've got the network, you've got the production company, you've got executive producers, and sometimes the notes clash. And I remember Deborah Oswald, who's just a master at screenwriting. She's the creator of Offspring. I told her that I was having trouble and she gave me advice that I think can be applied to all of life, which is when people are giving you feedback, use the traffic light system. There's red feedback, which is stop. I know that's wrong and I'm not taking that advice and I know exactly why. There's green feedback, which is I am so glad you told me that because I agree 100% and we're going through with that. And then there's yellow feedback, which is, I'm not sure, but it's worth a conversation. And I think that's how we can approach feedback in every aspect of life, really. Something I wish I knew earlier is that you don't need to let everyone's opinions of you affect you. Let me explain. I am the type of person, the type of personality who really does, to my kind of shame and embarrassment, does care what other people think about me. I wish I was not that person because I actually find that trait in myself pretty cringe. But I remember when Beverly Wang and I were co-hosting Stop Everything, we had an interview with Briggs. And I remember Briggs saying to Beverly, why would I take criticism from you if I wouldn't take advice from you? And that is my baseline nowadays. If you are the kind of person I respect, I'm definitely going to take criticism from you. And if you're the type of person I don't respect, it's water off a duck's back.
writer Benjamin Law there for Here's What I Know. It's our new series where notable people share the wisdom they've gained through their lives and how they gained it. There's plenty of hot tips coming in. Find out more on the ABC Listen app.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.